will remember that I was supposed to preach, but I couldn't.
你会想到那时候该要讲道,
because I had lost my voice.
因为我喉咙痛,
the Lord was gracious to restore it in answer to prayer.
可是神听了我们祷告,
and so I am able to be with you this morning and to share with you from God's word.
所以今天早上能够站在这里跟大家分享神的话语。
I'm equally mindful that with respect to this congregation,
我同样明白今天在这里聚会的,
this is my last opportunity to be with you.
这是我最后一个机会能够跟大家在一起。
For the Lord willing, tomorrow I begin my homeward journey.
因为要是神允许的话, 明天我就开始坐飞机要回去回家了。
I would therefore like to use this opportunity
所以我想利用这个机会,
to thank all of you for your hospitality and your fellowship and care.
来感谢大家为跟我的一起分享的这个, 亲情。
I go back to Zambia with very good memories of my stay here.
我回去桑比亚会带去一份非常美好的回忆。
And the name Singapore will no longer simply be a name, it will comprise individuals and personalities.
那这地方的名字新加坡不只是一个地名，而是会代表许多人的面孔跟他们的回忆。
And also for our own people back home who have been praying for this visit.
同时在我桑比亚家里面那些为我祷告的那些会众们，
I'll be taking back to them news that will enrich their thoughts concerning Singapore.
我会带回去我在这里所看到的一切的见证，使他们的生活更加充实。
And I trust that their prayers for you will be all the more meaningful.
我同时也相信他们为你们大家所祷告的， 也将会更加的充实。
And that's why you've seen my camera doing a bit of work. It is because it will enable the people back home to appreciate something of what is happening here.
所以刚才你看到我用照相机照了几张照片， 那是因为我要带给我在家里的那些, 信徒们, 在新加坡教会里的一些的情景。
But you have come here to listen to God's word, so let us turn to it.
可是你今天来是要听神的话语，所以让我们现在转向神的话语。
The passage that we have just read together
我们刚才读的那一节经文
is one in which the Apostle Paul is glorying in the gospel.
是使徒保罗荣耀主的福音。
He is saying that the gospel is a trustworthy message.
他告诉我们说福音是一个可信赖的。
Not just trustworthy, but you must accept it.
不只是可信赖的，而是你要接纳那个。
You must completely accept it.
你要完完全全的接纳那个福音。
You must wholeheartedly take it to yourself.
你要全心全意把它接到你的心里面去。
And the reason why he is appealing in this particular way,
他这样子的说。
Is because it is very difficult for us to accept the gospel.
是因为我们以罪的身份是很难接受神的福音。
You may think perhaps the reason why it is difficult,
你或许会想这个困难是在什么地方呢？
Is because the gospel says to you, repent.
是因为福音叫我们悔改。
Give up your sinful life.
放弃你 犯罪的生活,
and you know how difficult that is.
你知道这个悔改是多困难的一件事情。
But that is only half the truth.
可是那只是事实的一半。
The other reason why the gospel is difficult for you to accept,
那这个福音为什么我们很难接受它呢？
Because it is unbelievable.
是因为很难相信。
It is too good to be true.
因为它太好了，太美好了，是我们很难接受它。
It is like somebody giving you a check in your hands today.
是好像一个人把一个支票拿到你的手中。
And he says to you, take it, it's all yours.
他说这是你的，你拿去吧。
And when you look at it, it has $1 billion written on it.
那你看到这上数字，他们上写的是十亿元。
You will obviously say, now look, I'm a poor man. I don't like people cracking jokes on me.
你或许会回答说，我是个穷人，我不喜欢人家这样子开玩笑。
So please don't lift my hopes for nothing.
所以说，不要把我的这个希望提得太高。
And you might even give it back to him.
你就把那支票或收银票还给他。
And if he gives it back to you, you may even be tempted to tear it.And throw it away.
那当他再把这个支票交给你的时候，也许你会把它撕破，把它撕掉，丢开来。
Because you think it's too good to be true.
因为你心里会怀疑，这是否太美好了。
You cannot imagine yourself today having $1 billion in your account.
你今天无法想象你的户口里面会有十亿元。
And that is what the Apostle Paul is dealing with here.
那这里我们要告诉你，就是使徒保罗在要为我们解释的这一点。
He is not talking to you about the need for you to repent.
他不是说你需要悔改。
As important as that might be,
虽然那个是非常重要的。
He's talking to you to believe it that this gospel is for a sinner such as you.
可是他要告诉你说，这是你。该信的，这是可信的，它是专门为你罪人所给的。
A sinner such as you，
就是给罪人，比如说你跟我一样。
Yes, you may be thinking that Jesus came for sinners like that one there and that one there。
或许你心里会想，是的，他们并不像我那么坏。
They at least did not commit the kind of sins that I have committed.
他们或许没有像我一样犯我所犯的那些罪。
The Apostle Paul is saying, "Do not think like that about Jesus."
使徒保罗说，不要这样子去想主耶稣基督的话。
When Jesus left heaven,
当耶稣离开天堂的时候
，He had sinners such as you in mind.
他心里所想的就是。罪人就是像你跟我这样子的罪人。
When he hung upon the cross to die，
当他钉在十字架上死的时候
，It was for a sinner such as you that he died。
他要拯救的就是像你跟我一样的罪人。
Therefore, as bad as your sins might be，
所以就算你的罪有多么的恶劣
，Do not remove yourself from those that he intends to save。
不要把自己排除在主耶稣要来拯救的罪人的行列之中。
How does the Apostle Paul bring this truth out？
这使徒保罗怎样把这个真理这样带出来呢
？You just have to notice the way in which our verse ends。
你只要看这节怎么样的结束。
He speaks about Christ Jesus coming into the world to save sinners。
他说，基督耶稣降世是要来拯救罪人。
And he says, "Of whom I am the worst."
他结束他是说我是罪人的罪魁。
Now there are two quick things I wanted to notice from that verse.
这里我要提两点。
First of all, it is the way in which, in the Greek, it is actually written.
第一是在原文希腊文是怎么样写的。
It is not Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
不是说耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人。
Rather, it is Christ Jesus came into the world sinners to save.
而是基督耶稣降世，罪人能够得救。
The emphasis is on sinners.
这个重点是放在罪人的那个字上。
Christ Jesus came into the world sinners to save.
基督耶稣降世是使罪人能够得救。
He came into the world concerned to get sinners out of their sins.
耶稣基督降世是要把罪人从他的罪中提了出来。
And the second thing I wanted to quickly notice from that verse,
第二点
is the fact that Paul considers himself the worst.
第二点就是说，保罗在这里说，在所有的罪人之中呢，他算是罪魁。
In other words, he is saying to you this morning.
换句话说，他是要跟你们说
，that look, if Jesus can save me, he can save you.
就是说，耶稣基督要是能够拯救我的话，那我是保罗，他就可以拯救你。
If Jesus can fold his sleeves and put his clean hand into this sewer pipe to unblock it, he can do it in yours as well.
要是耶稣基督能够把这个袖子卷起来，把他的干净的手伸到那个肮脏的污泥里面，把那个污水排除掉，他也可以为你这样做。
You are not too dirty for Jesus.
你并不是肮脏到耶稣无法来洗净你。
He is interested in you.
他对你完完全全的有兴趣。
Now let us look at the Apostle Paul for a moment.
让我们这时候看一看，使徒保罗。
What kind of sinner was he?
使徒保罗是怎么样的一个罪人呢？
Because as we look at the kind of sinner that Paul was.
因为当我们看看保罗是怎么样的一个罪人的时候，
We may have an opportunity then to look at ourselves.
我们同时有个机会来看看我们自己。
And I hope that we will begin to have some hope in our hearts that there is hope for us.
我们或许会在这里面看到，是的，我们有这个机会能够得救。
And so I ask our brother to read verse 12 to verse 14 because it gives us something of the kind of sinner Paul was.
那我们要读一下第十二节到第十四节，提摩太前书第一章第十二节到第十四节。我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎上帝的，逼迫人的，毁慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
I'm particularly interested in verse 13.
我对十三节特别有兴趣。
Because in that verse, Paul describes himself by three words.
因为在那节里面，保罗用三个字描述自己。
He says, I was once a blasphemer.
他说我从前是亵渎神的。
I was once a persecutor.
我以前是逼迫人的。
I was once an insolent man.
我以前是毁慢的。
Let us think about those three descriptions for a moment.
我们这时候要考虑那三个词语。
What does Paul mean when he says he was a blasphemer?
保罗说他是亵渎的，是什么意思呢？
He's really saying that he had said a lot of terrible things against the Son of God.
他其实是说他曾经说过很多关于主耶稣基督的坏话。
The kind of things he had said he would not be willing to repeat in our ears.
他说我从前对主耶稣基督对神所说的那些话，今天我都不想重复。
Especially at the time when he was trying to destroy the church.
尤其是那时候当他积极的要毁灭那个教会的时候。
To him, Jesus was a mere man.
那时候他认为耶稣基督不过是一个人罢了。
He was a mere deceiver of those people that were vulnerable to deception.
他那时候认为耶稣基督不过是个骗子罢了，专门骗那些无知的人。
He was somebody who, if he could find, he would kill him again and again and again.
他那时候认为，要是他能够找到耶稣基督的话，他会一遍又一遍的把他杀死。
And in that sense, he killed him many times over through the insults that came out of his mouth.
因为那时候耶稣已经死了，所以他用他的言语一次又一次的谋杀了主耶稣。
Little did he know that he was saying such things about God himself.
那时候他不知道，他其实是直接侮辱了神。
That this was his very creator.
这是创造他的神。
This was the one who, in fact, ruled over history.
这是管理了所有，掌握了所有历史的神。
This was the one before whom one day he was going to stand in judgment.
这是一个将来他要在他面前受审判的这个神。
And yet he insulted him terribly.
可是他恶毒地一次又一次地侮辱了这个神。
And there's nothing as bad as realizing that the person you have insulted so terribly is now the one who is going to judge you.
你知道，当你发觉你侮辱、恶毒的侮辱的那个人是要来审判你的人的时候，你的心情会有多坏？
I've never forgotten when I was at secondary school.
我没有忘记我从前在中学的时候。
I was rushing for what we used to call preparation time in the evenings.
我那时候是急着要去一个在傍晚准备的一个时间。
It is a time to study. And everybody needed to be in class to study.
那个时间是为我们摆在旁边，让我们读书去做参考的时间。
It was about 7 p.m. in the evening.
大约是傍晚7点的时候。
I was at boarding school.
那时候我是住校的。
I was late for that period.
因为那刻时间我迟到了。
And as I was making my way to the classroom,
当我急急地冲去那个课室的时候,
I saw the teacher on duty at a distance in the darkness.
我看到远远看到在那个阴暗的地方是当天值班的这个教师。
I know he saw me.
我知道他看到了我。
But I thought it was too dark for him to know who it was he saw.
我自己以为 太黑暗了，那时候他看不清楚是谁。
And so I ran right around to get to my classroom.
所以我就绕了一个大圈跑到我的课室里面。
And when I finally entered the classroom,
但是我进了课室时候,
I warned the class that this teacher on duty is around.
我就警告当时的班上的同学说, 这个值班老师他就要来了。
And I described him by the kind of terms I wouldn't want to repeat here.
同时用一些话语描述他，我这里不想跟大家形容。
When I finished,
当我讲完的时候,
he stood up in the classroom.
他从班上里面站起来。
I knew I deserved to be punished two times over.
那时候我知道他怎样惩罚我都是应该的。
He was a very gracious man.
他其实是个非常好人。
He just walked out of the classroom, passed by me like that, and went to do his work.
他只是从我身边走过，离开了那个教室。
But in that moment, I felt I deserved the worst from him.
在那个时刻，我自觉知道他怎样处罚我都是对的。
Because I was not only late, but I also insulted him.
因为我不但迟到了，而且我也侮辱了他。
You may feel like that about yourself.
有时候你会这样子认为自己是这样子一个人。
You may be conscious of the fact that you have insulted God.
你或许直觉着说你曾经侮辱了这个神。
You may have cursed him many times over.
你或许曾经诅咒他许多次。
Maybe you have used his name as a byword.
或许你拿他的名字做形容词。
When you hit your toe against a stone, you say Jesus.
当你不小心踩拇指踏到石头的时候，你说耶稣。
And you know now that that is something that was completely wrong.
现在你知道那些都是做错了事。
Or maybe in the many times you have drunk a lot of alcohol,
或许你曾经酗酒过。
You have deliberately come up with all kinds of terrible stories about Jesus and his people.
在你酗酒的这个状况时候，你用许多不好的词语来描述主耶稣基督。
It was your favorite pastime to say terrible things about religion.
来用恶毒的话来形容宗教，是你最常做的一个习俗。
And so when you now consider your position before God,
所以当你现在考虑你在神的面前的时候,
you feel so bad.
你觉得很遗憾。
You ask yourself, how can God accept me after all the terrible things he had heard me say?
或许你心里会问说, 我讲过这么多恶毒的坏话, 神怎么样会接受我呢？
I want to encourage you that there was a blasphemer who was forgiven, the Apostle Paul.
我要鼓励你，曾经有这样子一个亵渎的人，他受神拯救了。
Therefore, you too can be forgiven.
所以你就像使徒保罗一样，神会赦免你。
You too can be saved by him.
你同样的，神可以拯救你。
He hasn't put you beyond the group of people he is interested in.
他没有把你排在他要拯救的人之外。
It is such sinners Jesus came to save.
就是这样的罪人，耶稣基督下来拯救他。
But let's look at yet another description that Paul makes of himself.
让我们看看第二个形容词。
He says that I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor.
保罗说他曾经是亵渎神的，也是一个逼迫人的。
I did not only murder the name of God, I also murdered people.
我不但谋害了神的名，我也谋害了其他的信徒。
That was the kind of person Paul was.
这是使徒保罗在未受拯救之前的状况。
When we meet him for the first time in the book of Acts,
当我们在《使徒行传》里面见到他的第一次的时候，
we find him in a situation where he wants every Christian to either be imprisoned or to die.
那时候他在使徒行传里面形容他是一个这样子一个人，他要每一个基督徒，不管他是男女老少，都要被监禁起来或是被杀害。
The first time he is mentioned,
在使徒行传第一次讲到他的时候，
he is standing by the place where the first Christian martyr was killed.
那时候他正站在第一个被谋害的基督徒的这个地方。
And that was Stephen.
那个被害的基督徒就是史蒂芬。
The Bible tells us that those who were killing Stephen,
圣经里面告诉我那些谋杀史蒂芬的人
had taken their robes and given them to Paul.
那些人把史蒂芬穿的衣服拿下来交给了保罗。
And consequently, Paul was nodding his head approvingly as they were stoning Stephen to death.
那时候，当他们正在丢石头处置史蒂芬的时候，保罗拿着史蒂芬的衣服，点头默许，说这是该做的事情。
And the Bible tells us that from that moment, a general persecution broke out against the Christian church.
那圣经也告诉我们，就从那时候开始，这个开始逼迫教会的行动就这时候展开了。
And at the forefront of this persecution was Paul.
在领导这一切逼迫的这个事件的源头就是使徒保罗。
In fact, at the time that he got converted,
我们甚至要知道，在保罗受拯救的那个时候
，he had been on his way to Damascus in order to go and do similar damage to the Christian church there.
他那时候正好是往大马士革的路上，要去逼迫在大马士革的教会。
He was getting them arrested.
他要把他们拘禁起来。
He was getting them flogged.
他是要鞭打那些人。
He was getting them killed.
他要杀害那些人。
That was his life.
那时候便是他一生的致命。
It was an obsession to Paul.
那时候他心里充满这样子的热心，要去做这样子的事情。
He was filled with some kind of hatred against the Christians.
他对基督徒那么的憎恨，他要去做这样子的事情。
Again, perhaps that might be your problem.
或许这便是你的问题。
You may be sitting in here this morning.
今天你或许坐在这里。
And saying, well, look, if only I had gone as far as saying terrible words against God.
你或许说，或许，也许我只希望我只是在言语上面触犯了神。
But the kind of things I've done against Christians, it's terrible to think about it.
可是我也对了基督徒做了一些 不可思议的事情。
Perhaps it's your wife who became a Christian much, much earlier.
或许是对你的妻子，她很早就变了基督徒了。
And you have made her life a living hell on earth.
那你使她的生活在这个世上成为这活生生的地狱。
You've made her life impossible in that marriage.
你使在这个结合之中，使她的生活非常的难过。
You have threatened her.
你曾威胁她。
You have beaten her.
你曾击打她。
Every form of abuse you've brought upon her.
各式各样的坏事你在她身上做了。
And now, as the things of God are beginning to make sense to you,
这时候或许你听到神的话语，而且这神的话语开始在你心中产生作用。
You may be saying to yourself, "How can God accept me after what I have done?"
你或许说，神怎么样能够接受我？我做了那么多坏事。
To His child,
做对他的子女做了这么多的坏事。
Or maybe it may have been your son or daughter who had become a Christian.
或是这些事情是针对你的儿女，他们成了基督徒。
And you have made that child's life difficult in your home.
你使他在你家中的生活非常的难堪。
You have abused your child.
你尽一切的方法去打击他。
Or maybe it's somebody who is your subordinate at work.
或许是你工作的同事或是下属。
And consequently, you've always given that person the worst kind of work possible.
在工作的时候，你给他最不好做的事情去做。
You have made that particular person regret the fact that you are his or her boss.
你使他认为你是他的上老板是个非常难做的事情。
You have made sure that person is never promoted at work.
你将尽一切能力使他无法上升。
You have clearly become unreasonable in the way you have handled that individual when they need some permission from you to do something.
在处理他一切事情的时候，你非常不合理由去做。
You have mocked them.
你用话语去诅咒他们。
You have falsely accused them of all kinds of things.
你错误地指责他们做一切的坏事。
You have come up with rules that make praying impossible in their lives.
你在公司里定下许多规矩，或在家里定下许多规矩，就是他们祷告都是非常困难的。
If it's your wife, perhaps, or your child, you've made it impossible for them to participate in church life.
还或许是你的子女，或许是你的妻子，你使他们无法来参加教会的活动。
And therefore, as you sit there today,
所以今天当你坐在这里的时候
，rightly ashamed of your past life.
使你过去的生活非常羞愧。
Your mind goes back to the way in which you've ill-treated the people of God.
你的回忆想到你当时怎么样的恶劣的处待了那些基督徒。
Your conscience has recalled their tears.
你的良心看到他们的眼泪。
And you have said, "Can God forgive a person like me?"
你这时候或许会问，神会接受这样子的一个人吗？
Can God have a place in my life when I have done a thing like this?
我在神当中有一个这样子的位置吗？当我做这么多的坏事。
Surely I deserve the worst from him.
我受到最严厉的处罚必然是应该的。
You see, we all treasure that which is close to us.
你知道那些亲近我们的，我们都会看他特别宝贵。
If you beat up somebody's son, just know you've got serious trouble with that man himself.
你要打了一个人的孩子，你肯定会受到他的父亲很严厉的反应。
If you damage somebody's favorite car, just know you're going to be a target of his wrath.
你要是损坏一个人他很宝贵的车子的话，你肯定会受他很严厉的反击。
I had a friend back home in Zambia.
我在家里，桑比亚那边有一个朋友。
Who, when he was learning to drive,
那时候他在学驾车的时候
was breaking a lot of laws in the country.
那时候他违反了许多法律
and one of them was driving without a license.
一个是没有执照驾车。
His wife was always telling him not to do that until he gets his license.
他的妻子一直告诉他，你等你拿到执照再驾车吧。
But you know he couldn't wait and consequently would go around driving like everybody else.
可是他等不及了，就是没有执照就在路上驾车到处走。
And one day as he was driving his vehicle,
有一天他驾着车子。
He went past red traffic lights.
他闯红灯
and hit into somebody's car.
撞上别人的车子。
And when that somebody came out of the vehicle,
那个被撞车子的这个司机走出来的时候
it was the chief of police.
是警察总监。
He obviously knew he was in serious trouble.
他就知道自己麻烦很大了。
I've never forgotten his comments afterwards.
他那时候后来对我说的话的时候，我一直忘不了。
He said it was an eloquent way for God to tell me that I was doing wrong.
他说这是神非常，直接的告诉我，我做了坏事。
I damaged the car of the chief of police.
我撞坏了那个警察总监的车子。
If it was just some other ordinary person, perhaps we could have negotiated our way out.
要是撞坏别人的车子，也许我们可以互相妥协一下。
But when the police arrived and discovered that it was their chief's car I had smashed,
那当警察来的时候，看到是我把他们总监的这车子撞坏的时候
，They had no mercy on me.
他们那时候对我一点也不怜悯。
Now that's the way you may feel.
也许今天是你心里面的感觉是感触是这样子。
That it's God's people I have abused.
那我逼迫的人是神的子民。
Can God have mercy on me?
神有可能怜悯我吗？
Paul is saying, "Look at me."
使徒保罗是说，看我。
I was a persecutor.
我曾经便是这样子的一个逼迫的。
God has had mercy on me.
神他怜悯了我。
So surely he can have mercy on you too.
所以他肯定的也会怜悯你。
Let's go on to his third description.
我们现在看到他的第三个描述。
And in it, he says, I was a blasphemer and a persecutor and an insolent man.
他说他是亵渎神的，第二个他说他是逼迫人者，第三个他说他是毁谤的。
Now,
非常暴烈的人。
But the word insolent emphasizes the arrogance that makes him violent.
那这个毁谤这个字其实是描述他，因为他的暴烈是因为他本身非常的骄傲。
An insolent person is one who is full of pride.
一个毁谤的人心中充满了对自己的骄傲。
He is full of himself and feels nothing for everybody else.
他心中所想的都是自己，完全不会想到别人。
And therefore, he insults people anyhow.
所以他随地的就侮辱了别人。
He abuses people anyhow.
他随地的就处置别人。
He will wrong people without even a second thought.
他不会怎么样的想就去对别人要做坏事。
Because power is in his hands.
因为权力在他的手中。
Because money is in his hands.
因为钱财在他手中。
He feels nothing for other people.
他感触不了别人的思念。
The Bible gives us an example in one of the Lord's parables.
圣经里面在一个预言里面曾经这样描述。
You don't need to turn to it, but I'll quickly summarize it for you.
你不必转到那篇经文，我会简单的跟你说一下。
Jesus spoke about an individual who set up a big party on behalf of his son.
那篇预言说有一个人，他为他儿子准备一个很大的宴会。
And when the party was ready, he sent his servants to go and invite his neighbors and invited guests to come for this party.
宴会准备好的时候，这个主人派遣他的仆人去邀请他的邻居、他那些朋友来参加这个宴会。
And the Bible tells us that the first team he sent out, people were giving all kinds of excuses and going about having doing their own things.
那宴这个预言告诉我们说，当这仆人回来的时候，说这些人都有很多借口说不能来。
The second team that he sent out,
那第二他就派第二批的仆人出去了。
The Bible says that they were abused, they were beaten, and some of them were even killed.
圣经告诉我们，这些第二次派遣出去的仆人，很多人对他们侮辱，对他们击打，甚至有些被谋杀了。
Now this describes arrogance.
这个形容告诉我们，这些人的骄傲。
This describes insolence.
这形容这些人的毁慢。
Why beat up and kill those innocent men? Why?
为什么要打击那些来邀请的仆人呢？
What have they done against you?
他们对你做了什么坏事呢？
They were simply obeying their master.
他们不过是做他们主人要他们做的事情。
That's all they were doing.
是他们不过做这些罢了。
What sin have they committed against you?
他们对你犯了什么错呢？
But they were flogged.
可是他们被鞭打。
They were killed.
他们被谋害。
And that's what arrogance does.
这便是毁慢在我们心中所做的事情。
If you are an insolent man, that's the way you treat people.
你要是一个毁慢的人的话，你是变是这样子对待别人。
They come to bring maybe the electricity bill to you.
他们或许是拿这个水电的这个账单给你。
If it is in Zambia where people keep all kinds of terrible dogs, you send the dog to go and bite the person.
在桑比亚，要是你养很多恶狗的话，你或许把这些恶狗放出去咬他们。
He was simply doing his duty.
他不过是做他的责任罢了。
But you've no feelings for him.
可是你心中完全没有想到他的。
So you send some terrible creature to go and bite him.
所以你就把你家的恶犬放出去咬他。
You easily change rules and regulations, and people lose jobs, and their families begin to suffer. It doesn't touch you one bit.
你随意更改所有的规矩，使他们无法继续工作，他们的家庭处境非常难堪。可是你完全没有想到这一点。
Is that the kind of person you have been?
你是不是这样子的人呢？
Is that describing you?
这个形容是不是？适当的能够形容到你呢。
As you sit there, you look back in your past.
你坐在那边，你回想你的你所做的事情。
And you imagine how many people you have injured needlessly.
你或许会想到你曾经伤害过许多的人。
Maybe that was even the source of your blasphemies and persecutions.
或许那便是你亵渎或是逼迫人的源头。
You were so full of yourself.
你这么充满了自己，自我。
A proud man.
一个骄傲的人。
Everybody else, they are small. They are mere little cockroaches that are crawling around.
其他人不过是微小的，不过像蟑螂一样罢了。
Your money, your political power put you up there.
你的金钱财力，你的权力，使你高高在上。
And even if the people around you hated you, so what? They are nothing.
尽管别人家憎恨你，可是你不管他们，因为他们不算不了什么。
But now God has touched your heart.
可是现在感动了你的心。
Now you are sitting there wanting God's forgiveness.
这时候你坐在那边，你要神来怜悯你。
Somehow you feel you need a brand new start.
这时候你或许觉得你需要重新的开始。
But when you think about your former way of life, you feel as if God will say, "You, me forgiving you."
或许你这时候会觉得。 你要神来拯救你来，是你要悔改的时候，你会觉得神或许会这样说：是你，我要拯救你。
Paul is saying, "Yes, you."
保罗说：是，是你。
Look at me, Paul says.
保罗说：看我。
Do you see why he says that I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief?
因为保罗呢，他说，我还是蒙了怜悯，因为我不信不明白的时候。
Oh, as he puts it in verse 16, but for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
或许就如第十六节这么说，他说：然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做个榜样。
I want to plead with you this morning as I close.
我要在这里恳求大家。
Stop looking at yourself and how bad you are.
停止往自己内心去看，来说自己是多么坏的、不可拯救的一个人。
Look at the cross.
抬头看那十字架。
Look at where Jesus died.
看看耶稣死的那个地方。
He has given the whole of himself.
他舍弃自己一切。
Surely, if he has gone that far, do you think he's going to count some people out?
他走了那么远的、那么长的一条路，难道他要放弃一些人吗？
God has poured his wrath upon his own son.
我们的神把他一切的愤怒都倾倒在他的儿子主耶稣身上。
Jesus has taken upon himself all our blasphemies, all our persecutions, all our insolence.
耶稣把我们一切的亵渎的行为，一切逼迫人的行为，一切毁谤的心态都放到他的身上。
And he has told God the Father, punish me as if I am the one who has done all those things.
在十字架上，耶稣对神说，你惩罚我吧，就好比我像那个人做了这些事情一样。
And God did exactly that on Calvary.
在实际上，神就这样做了。
He punished his own son for those same sins that are making you doubt the mercy of God for you.
他为你和我的罪，在实际上惩罚了主耶稣基督。就是那些罪使你怀疑神是否要拯救你的。
Oh, call upon Jesus to salvage you from your life of sin.
我要你往耶稣那边喊呼，要他来拯救你，所以从这个整个罪的海中提拔出来。
Ask him that that blood that was shed on the cross may wash away all your sins.
请求他在那十字架上面所流的宝血能够洗净你一切的罪。
Don't exclude yourself from such mercy from God.
不要把你自己从在神的怜悯之中排除之外。
It doesn't matter who you are.
不管你今天是怎么样的一个人。
A murderer.
是个谋杀人。
A prostitute.
是一个妓女，
a drunkard，
一个酗酒的人，
a swindler，
一个欺骗的人。
God will have mercy on you if you only look to the cross and call on the name of his son Jesus Christ.
只要你抬头仰望十字架上，并且喊呼主耶稣基督来救你，神必将会怜悯你。
Here he has had mercy on the worst of sinners.
在这里，他给一个罪魁怜悯他。
Why should he not have mercy on you?
为什么他不可以怜悯你呢？
Here he has had mercy on an individual who deserved hell a million times over.
这里 他怜悯一个完完全全需要进入地狱的人。
Why shouldn't he have mercy on someone who deserves hell 1,000 times over?
他为什么不能怜悯那些其他或许罪没有到这么深的人？
I plead with you.
我恳求你。
The only thing that stands between you and the mercy of God
唯一站在你跟神的怜悯之中的
is your own unbelief.
是你自己的不信。
That check is now in your hands.
那张支票现在在你的手中。
$1 billion written on it.
上面写着10亿元。
What will you do with it?
你要怎样处理它呢？
Will you tear it apart and go back into your life of sin?
你会把它撕掉，回到你过去做罪恶的行为吗？
Or will you believe it today and make a beeline to your bank?
或许你会相信它，而直接冲往你的银行。
Paul is saying this is a trustworthy saying.
保罗说这是可信的话。
This is a genuine check.
这是个真实的支票。
Accept it with all your heart.
全心的接受它吧。
And go to the bank and begin a brand new life from this day onwards.
去银行，从今天开始来过你的重新的生活吧。
Believe it, I beseech you today.
相信他，我恳求你。
Amen.
Amen.